I'm angry because you played around with my feelings. I'm upset because everyone is talking about me because of your inappropriate behavior towards me. I'm angry because people are thinking horrible things about me because of the things that you've done. And you're standing here telling me you didn't mean anything by doing these things.
Miss Faramund, wait. Please come and sit down for a minute.
Deaf. Why are you still standing here?
Mehdi, what's the matter? What are you doing here?
I said go home now! Don't you hear? Go!
Mr. Faramund, allow me to...
You stay just where you are. Your daughter came to our house and told us everything we needed to know about you.
Mr. Ruhi, is something the matter?
No, it's nothing. You can go back to work. Go on. Come and sit down.
You deserve to be beaten up right here and now because of what you did to my family. But it's a pity that my father has taught me not to raise my hand against those who are older than me.
Calm down, Mr. Faramund. I haven't done anything wrong. And neither has your sister. I don't know what Yasaman has told you, but I'm quite certain that whatever it is, it's just a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding! A misunderstanding!
If beating me up will help you to calm down, then do it.
You don't even deserve to get beaten.
That's fine. You can think of me just whatever you want to think of me. But just let me tell you that just before you got here, your sister told me she was leaving forever.
How could your conscience allow you to do such a thing, huh? Didn't you tell me that day that you consider my sister as your own daughter? Didn't you say that? That you were going to support her like your own daughter, huh?
I swear on my daughter's life that I had no lustful feelings towards your sister. I just made some mistakes which made Miss Faramund get the wrong idea about any feelings I had towards her, and that's all there is to it.
How unbelievably stupid was I to fall for your tricks that day?
I'm not the type of person you think I am. You have to believe me, Mr. Faramund.
Hey, Parastu, give Mehdi a call and find out where he is.
I called him, but he won't answer.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
What's the matter?
It's nothing, Dad.
What do you mean, it's nothing?
Mohsen, give Mehdi a call. He's gone to Manush's workplace, and I'm worried he might have gotten himself in trouble.
Gotten himself into trouble? Will you tell me what happened, or not?
What did you expect to happen? It's the exact thing I was afraid of. I kept telling you that she's not fit to work. But you kept shutting me out and saying, leave her alone, let her do whatever she wants. But now what shouldn't have happened has happened.
What happened? Come on now. Will you tell me what's wrong or not? Parastu, why has Mehdi gone to Manush's workplace?
Hello.
Thank goodness you're back.
Hi.
Why won't you answer your phone? We were worried sick about you.
Hi.
Where's Manoush?
Isn't she home?
Didn't you go to bring her home?
I had a fight with her, so... Well, I told her that she should come home an hour ago.
Oh, my goodness. We can't have a moment's peace because of her. Can you believe it?
Because of her or because of you?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Who else could it be? All these things are because of you.
Dad, please, this has nothing to do with Mom.
Don't interfere. When have you ever sat down and talked to your children? Huh? When? Tell me. Have you ever sat down with Manoush, for example, and asked her, "What's wrong, sweetie? Tell me what makes you happy or sad. What do you like? What can we do for you?" Have you spoken to them about anything except your grudge against my family?
Leave me alone, Mohsen. You're just upset about something else.
Yes, I'm upset. I'm upset because my brother's addiction and my parents' loneliness. I'm upset because of my sister's loneliness. I'm upset because I'm so incapable that for 20 years, my wife hasn't allowed me to find out what's been happening in my father's home.
I wasn't the one who stopped you from going there.
No, you didn't stop me. But you did something that made me stop myself from going there.
Dad, come on, for the love of God, please.
For the love of God, what? These days I keep asking myself, why should I have to go looking for my brother in garbage dumps? Why shouldn't I have the guts to invite my parents over for lunch one day and see how they're doing? Why shouldn't I be able to provide refuge in my home for my brother and help him stop taking drugs?
Was I the one who said not to bring your brother?
Mom.
Don't mum me. Can't you see how he's suddenly bringing up the past? He's talking as though I was the one who stood in his way.
Yes, that's it. You didn't let me bring them here. Ever since you found a weak point in my family like Soraya, you ruined everything.
Don't blame me for your problems.
Dad, please. Is the problem Manoush now or Granddad? Which is it?
It's both. Why don't you understand, Mehdi? Manoush and Mehran's problem started when this woman separated our children from their grandparents, their aunt, and all the rest of their relatives. If they were with us, your granddad would watch over Mehran whenever I was neglectful. Your grandmother and aunt would watch over Manoush whenever your mom wasn't paying attention to her.
Yes, you're right. Everything is my fault. Are you happy now?
Dad, Manoush is responsible for her own mistakes.
I never denied that. Oh, geez. It's obvious that Manoush has made a mistake by considering a marriage with an old man. It's obvious that Mehran was foolish enough to think he'd get rich overnight by any means possible. Can't you see that? But why did you have to be so focused on your grudges that you neglected Manoush? Why didn't you find out about all of this stuff earlier?
As a matter of fact, I found out about it long ago. I just didn't want to add something new to all the problems you're facing already.
She's right, Dad. Mom wanted to tell you, but I stopped her.
You did the wrong thing, Parastu. What you did for us did more harm than good.
Mehdi, dear, go after him, darling. Make sure he doesn't hurt himself while he's out on the streets. Go on.
Don't cry, Mom. It's okay.
Dad, wait a minute so we can talk about this.
I want to be alone, Mehdi.
All right, I won't talk, but let me walk with you then.
I want to be left alone. Go away!
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. Come on, sleep, darling. Come on, why won't you sleep?
Leave her alone, sweetie. Leave her alone. She just woke up from her nap. Give her to me. Give her to me. Don't force her to sleep. Come here, sweetie. Oh, my sweetheart, my little princess. What's wrong? My baby doesn't feel like sleeping. What happened? Where did your father go?
Nothing. He wants to be alone.
Oh, dear.
Mehdi, did you tell Menushov?
Wait for her to come home. I know how to deal with her. She keeps doing things that make my entire body shiver. Can you believe your father, Mehdi? He keeps blaming me for every little thing.
Paris, do. Give Menusha a call. She won't answer my phone calls.
We called her a lot. She won't answer our calls either.
Then call Aunt Homer and tell her to give Menusha a call so that she can find out where she is, please.
No, Mehdi, forget it. If you call them, then they'll think our problems are never-ending. And your father might get upset and ask why you did tell them.
Mom, it'll be nighttime soon. We need to know where Menusha is. Homer is Menusha's aunt. She's not a stranger.
Okay, fine. Call and tell the whole world what's happening here.
Mom, nothing has happened.
Nothing has happened? How can you say nothing's happened? She was about to get married to a man who's her father's age because of money. And you're telling me nothing's happened?
Yes. Nothing has happened. You're talking in a way as though Menush has already gone off and married Mr. Ruhi. But nothing has even happened yet.
We won't tell them what happened. We'll say she had a fight with Mehdi and left the house sulking.
I don't know. I really don't know anymore. My brain's not functioning. I don't know.
Go call her.
Hello, Paris 2.
Hi, Aunt Homer. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I called to ask whether you could give Menusha a call and find out where she is.
Has anything happened?
No, nothing's happened. She had an argument with Mehdi, then left the house sulking. We're kind of worried about her now.
All right, darling. Give me her number.
0912?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mother. Don't get upset with Dad, please. He's under a lot of pressure. You haven't seen Uncle Hamid. It's been really difficult for Dad to see him like that.
Did I refrain from helping anyone out? The problem is that I always get blamed for everything. Here, darling, you take her.
Is she asleep?
Yes.
Thank you. Where are you going?
I'm going to see whether or not I can find Menush.
Hold on a minute. She might answer Aunt Homer's phone call.
If you find out anything, please give me a call.
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Who is this?
I'm your auntie, Aunt Homer.
Hi, Aunt Homer.
Everyone's come to see us except for you. I really want to see you. Come over now if you're able to.
I'm sorry, Aunt Homer, but I'm not feeling very well right now.
Well, that's why I'm telling you to come here. I'm a doctor. My job is to help people feel better.
Did someone tell you to call me?
Paris 2 called me and told me you had a fight with Mehdi.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have called you after
all these years. You're the younger one here. You should have called me.
I'm sorry. I really wanted to call you, but I never got the opportunity. I'm so, so sorry.
Well, make it up to me now. Come and see me.
You want me to come to your house in Valyria?
No, I'm in the hospital now. Come and see me first, and we'll go home together. Will you come?
Whereabouts is your hospital?
I'm going to text you the address now.
Okay.
Make sure you come, sweetie. I really do miss you so much.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, Mohsen. It's Homer speaking. Manusha's coming to see me, so don't worry about her. Hello?
Did you speak to her yourself?
Yes. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Manush home with me.
Okay, Homer. Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hi, Mehdi. Your aunt has spoken with Manush. She's going to see Homer. Let your mother know so she doesn't get worried.
Okay, I'll go and tell her now.
Once you've done that, come to the park down the road. I want to have a chat.
Sure thing, Dad.
Goodbye, son.
Hi, Dad.
Hello. Come, take a seat.
Dad, I swear to God, the story about Mr. Ruhi isn't like his daughter put it at all. She added too much spice.
That's why I told you to come here. What did you find out when you went there today? What did Ruhi say to you?
Come in.
Hi, Aunt Homer.
Hello, my darling. You came. Hello. So good to see you. You've changed so much since I saw you at Mehdi's wedding. Come, take a seat. You look so beautiful. But crying doesn't suit you at all. It makes you look ugly.
Dad called me, but I didn't answer his call. Can you please call him and tell him I'm here?
Don't worry about it. I've already told him.
Was he really mad?
But why should he be mad? Did you have an argument with him? Why don't you tell me what all this fighting is about?
It's nothing.
Okay, don't tell me. Could you bring us 2 cups of tea? Thank you. Your grandparents will be so thrilled to see you.
Hello?
Hello? Isn't Dad here?
He is. He's in the conference room.
Okay, then.
Hey, Yasaman. Mr. Rui's not feeling too well.
How come?
Well, Miss Faraman's brother came here earlier today.
What for?
I don't know, but he was really angry. He had an argument with your father, and he was yelling at the top of his lungs. I think your father got upset because of that. He hasn't come out of his conference room since that incident. Do you want a cup of tea, ma'am?
No. Why are you still here?
Honestly, I was worried about Mr. Rui.
Well, I'm here now. You may leave.
All right, I'll lock the front door so no one can come in.
Does Dad have the keys?
Yes, he does.
Yes, you can go.
Goodbye.
Dad, why aren't you answering your phone? I was worried sick about you. Where's the light switch for this room, Dad? Ruzmeh told me that Munush's brother came here today. Is that right?
Tell me, why did you come here? I want to be alone.
I'm not going to let you sit here alone. You didn't have a fight with that guy, did you, Dad? Dad, I know you're mad at me right now. But it was the only way you could get rid of that rude girl. I just didn't know what to do.
That rude girl actually came to see me before her brother arrived. She talked to me about your dreams. She told me that she didn't want in any way to... that she didn't want to stand in the way of your dream of getting your mother back with me. She said that even if I didn't love your mother anymore, I had no right to be indifferent towards you and towards your dream of having a family.
Yeah? How did Munush turn into a kind and caring girl overnight? Maybe she had a revelation. Okay, fine. If believing these things will make you happy, then I'll believe them too. Okay, because I love you, Dad.
But... I still can't believe you did something like that today. Yes, Aman, why did you go there today? Why did you humiliate me like that?
Because you left me no other choice, Dad.
Did you even stop and think what might possibly have happened to you if Mehdi Faramand wasn't able to control himself today? You would have spent the rest of your life living in guilt and blaming yourself for your father's death. Why didn't you even spare a moment to speak to Manoush instead of causing a scene? Why didn't you tell her how you were feeling without being so scornful?
Because there was no point anymore.
You are wrong, Yasaman. Today, when she heard Hussein tell her your mother might be coming back, she decided to leave this place forever.
I don't want to lie to you, but I don't believe any of these things you're telling me.
Yes, Aman. We both made mistakes. I made one mistake, and you made the other one.
Uh-huh. And I suppose Munush didn't make any mistakes either, right?
She did. She made some mistakes too. But I made the biggest mistake with my stupid behavior. I never even thought for a moment that she might consider me as anything other than a father figure. I never thought anything else for a moment.
Okay. Well, it's all over now. So you better stop thinking about it so much.
It's not over, Yasaman. I worried about Miss Faramund. Considering everything that happened today, I don't know what her family has done to her. I don't know where or in what state she's in now.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm fine.
Come in. Manoush is here, too. Where are Mehdi and Parastu?
They might spend the night at our place tonight, because I'm planning on spending the night here.
Are you serious? I hope Akram doesn't mind.
No, don't worry. She won't mind.
I wish she was here, too. Go inside. Come in.
Where's Dad?
He's sleeping. He spoke to Manoush so much that he got tired and fell asleep. He told me to wake him up when you get here.
No, don't do that. Let him sleep.
But he told me to wake him up.
Leave it for later. Where's Manoush?
She's in her aunt's room. Mohsen, your father was so happy when he saw Manoush. He said our house is getting crowded again. Just like the old days. Go upstairs, dear, while I go pour you all a nice cup of tea.
Thank you very much.
Come in.
Hello.
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 I thought you had just had a fight with Mehdi. Did you also fight with your dad? Is that right, Mohsen?
Homer, could you please... excuse Manoush and me for a few minutes.
I don't know what you had an argument about, but I promised Manoush that no one would bother her if she came here tonight. So whatever it is that you had a fight about, my brother, you either finish it now or you deal with it when Manoush returns home.
Sure. I'll do as you say, Homa. You want me to leave?
No. I'm sorry, Aunt Homa. I'd like to talk to my dad, if you don't mind.
Sure thing, sweetheart. Just remember that I kept my promise. You have no right to get upset with me later on. You want me to bring you a cup of tea, Mohsen?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
If he decides to yell at you, just whistle and I'll come running. They don't want any tea, Mum. Let's go in the kitchen.
What happened?
They're having a father-daughter talk. Come on.
Sit down. I had a big fight with your mother today about why she never listens to you, about what's going on in your head. I yelled at her a lot. Today, after 30 years of marriage, we had a huge fight over you. On my way here, I kept telling myself, "Hey, old man, when did you ever listen to what Manush had to say?" I was about to yell at myself as well. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized you never wanted, actually, to talk to me about anything.
Sometimes a girl can't talk to her dad about certain things.
Yes, I agree. But when there's no one to hear her out, she has to tell him. I mean, she has no choice. Even if it's something really, really bad.
I didn't want to do anything that was bad.
Then why didn't you speak to anyone about it?
Because I was sure that you wouldn't accept it.
If you weren't going to do anything bad, then how were you so sure that everyone would be against
you? Well, some things might be good in my opinion and bad in yours.
Well, you should have talked to me about it. You might have been able to convince me that what I think is bad is actually a good thing.
Dad, you always told us that a person should know what he or she wants in life.
You mean you know what you want?
People see happiness in different things. And I've got my own criteria for happiness. There are a lot of things in marriage that are important to other people, but they're not important for me.
What are those things? Like age, for example?
Yes. A lot of other things are important instead.
Apart from wealth, how many other things does Mr. Ruhi have? Tell me what you think. Don't be embarrassed.
Mr. Ruhi is kind and polite. And a true gentleman.
And wealthy.
Well, I believe money is really important in life.
How important is it? If a rich person loses his wealth after marriage the same way that I did, does that mean he won't be a good husband anymore? Let me put it this way. What if Mr. Ruhi wasn't rich, but he was still kind and polite? Would you still have considered marrying him?
I've never thought about it.
Let's say that after 1 or 2 years of marriage, you happen to achieve all the things you could with your husband's money. Would you still think you had a good husband? Would you still think you made the right choice?
Well, I think that could happen in any marriage. Love starts to diminish after a while, and it's impossible to remain the same way as it was.
No. If you make the right choice and your marriage is based on love, then it's impossible for your love to diminish. It will actually tend to grow.
But I don't think that love has got anything to do with age.
It's got nothing to do with age. You really think that a man who has left his youth behind can still act like a romantic young guy? You think he can love someone who is 40 years younger than him?
There are a lot of couples who have a big age gap.
That's right. And many of them might be living happily. But that doesn't mean that it's not necessary for a couple to have a reasonable age difference. Because this is the norm. These people are exceptions. Have you ever thought to yourself how you'd feel if you went to a store with an old man and the store owner thought that man was your father? Or what if he can't act all young like you can and tells you he's not in the mood for adventures and things like that? What if he tells you to go and have fun by yourself because he needs to rest? Will you be able to tolerate him because of his age? How long will you be able to tolerate it? 1 year? 2 years? 5 years? You'll be spending your youth in loneliness while he gets older day by day, and then you can't tolerate him any longer. What will you do then? Will you just leave him? And go off into the sunset with another person?
I've never thought about divorce.
It's interesting. You've never thought about divorce, and Mr. Ruhi's never thought about marriage. My question is this. Say your feelings are correct and Mr. Ruhi is interested in getting married, and you're able to convince all of us to give our blessings, and God forbid, this marriage takes place, what's going to make up for all the youthful years you've missed in 5 or 10 years' time? A fancy car? Expensive clothes? A bigger house? Which one? Before I came here today, I kept thinking about this today. I kept wondering what it is that has made my daughter want to do something like this. I came up with some answers for it. One reason is that you probably had a hard time after you had to move out of that big house into our current small apartment, which you call a basement. You must have had a hard time. At times like this, people tend to go after the things they're deprived of. Maybe that's why money has become the main reason why my daughter wants to get married.
Dad, money is important to me. But not because I want to live comfortably. I wanted to become rich so I could help you as well. Dad, I get upset when I see that you have to go and sit in the yard and make shoes at your age. I feel embarrassed when you pay for my college fees when I see that you're suffering financially. I get upset when I see my brothers fighting and calling each other names over something like money.
How could you ever think that I could live peacefully if you were to give me that kind of money? While all my life I've tried to teach you that it's important to live life with dignity and with pride.
There's nothing worse for a father than to see his daughter ruin her life like that. I've heard something else that's made me really upset. I can't understand how you would stand in the way of a family getting back together when you were raised with the values your mother and I had taught you. If you really had such an intention, then all I can say is we never got to know you at all.
I never even knew that Mr. Rui still loved his ex-wife, Dad. I was certain that she wouldn't be coming back to Iran, and Mr. Rui never had any intentions to go and live overseas either. He told me so himself.
But his daughter told your mother that she was going to make them get back together again when you suddenly showed up and ruined everything. She said you were trying to make them hate each other.
She's lying, Dad. I swear that it's all a lie. When I found out that they might be getting back together again, I decided to leave the company. I told myself to forget everything, Dad. And I went to work today to tell Mr. Rui these things when Mehdi suddenly showed up. I swear that I'm not that kind of person.
I believe you, sweetheart. I'm certain that my Manoush isn't that type of person. Don't cry, darling.
Oh. دست و تو از دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیگه میشه آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترانه میرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی